the fuck was that? Honestly, what the fuck was that? How did we lose? How could we have lost that game? I'd have written up all these notes about what I want to talk about on the podcast. All beaming with positivity. We're up 28-14. How did we find a way to lose that game? It's such a classic Browns game where just when your expectations are high, snap back to reality. I don't understand how Hugh Jackson, who has been aggressive the whole game, which I liked, right? Going for two-point conversions, going for it on a fourth down. Suddenly at fourth and an inch, fourth and Donald Trump's dick to go, decides to punt the ball. Just fucking run to the line and have Baker Mayfield jump over QB sneak. Boom. Game's over. That's the end. The game is over. If you don't get it, they have the ball on the 30. Oh, well, you can probably still stop them. You have, like, basically still two chances, right? Because you have, they have to get a touchdown, and then they also have to get a two-point conversion. So you still have, like, a, like, basically those, the yards you're gaining from a punt, right, which is, like, 40, 30 yards in that scenario, is they're probably just going to dink it down the field anyways to get those, make up those yards. The difficult part is the last 30 yards, which is the yards that you're still protecting if you don't get it on fourth down. So what I'm saying makes sense. It's just a fucking, it's just basic strategy. Okay. In good news, I'm a fan of John Dorsey. Every pick he's made has been paying dividends. Ward's been playing great. Two interceptions, forced fumble. Chubb is great. Chubb is better than Hyde. That's another pet peeve of mine, is why is Chubb not starting over Hyde? Chubb touched the ball three times. Two of the times were touchdowns. It's like, give him the ball more. Hyde is just slow. He's old and slow. Let's see. Callaway is playing well overall. He did have a blatant drop in that game. But he made up for it later. Landry had an amazing catch in that game. The secondary is playing really well. Randall, Gaines both had picks. Very happy with our left tackle, who is an undrafted free agent. That's pretty exciting. I was all ready to say that the Browns were the third best team in the NFL, or the AFC, I should say. Third best team in the AFC, and I still kind of believe that. And having said that, I still don't think we're going to make the playoffs when I look at our schedule. We have a very difficult schedule. I think we're going to go basically 500. I think if Baker Mayfield started against the Saints, we would have won that game. If he had gone for it on fourth down in this game, we would have won that game, and it'd be a different story. But it's going to be very difficult to get to 10 wins now with the schedule we have. I'll just go through it here. So next, we have the Ravens. I see us winning that game. Then we have the Chargers. These are games are both at home. I think we could win both those games because they're at home. However, then we have at the Bucks, which was looking tougher a couple weeks ago. Could be a W. Then at the Steelers, I think we lose that game. Then we have the Chiefs at home. Lose that game. The Chiefs are amazing. Then we have the Falcons at home. We win that one. Then at the Bengals, I think we lose that one. Bengals are pretty tough. At the Texans, that's a win. Then we have the Panthers at home. We could win that one. Then at the Broncos, playing a mile high is just tough. I think the Broncos are mediocre, but I see us losing that game. Then we have the Bengals at home. I see that as a win. Then at the Ravens, which would be a loss. And in that scenario, we do not make the playoffs. That would be, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins. So that gets us to 7, 8, and 1. We really should have won this game. Really should have won it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.